Moldover, who is sitting in the studio now. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm well. I think a little more calm than you. You just kind of busted in here, and now you're going to start spilling your life guts out to us.
Spill.
You've already showed us CD cases with blinking lights and that respond to other lights, and I'm confused.
It's a little confusing at first. Yeah, that's my new album that I just released about 3 weeks ago, and it's getting a lot of buzz on the internet right now because I packaged the CD in it's built onto a functional circuit board, so the artwork is written in circuitry on a circuit board, and then there's little components mounted on it that are like a little analog synthesizer that you can play.
That's what you said. I misspoke when I said it was responding to lights. It's actually a little theremin.
Oh, it does. I call it a theremin because it's kind of like pretty well understood that you can wave your hands in front of a theremin and it makes sound. And this is kind of like that. It just uses a different little property. So it responds to light, but you can use the shadows from your hands as like the easiest way to change the light and change the sound that the thing makes. So I call it a light theremin.
So that's good. That's good info. Now give us the exposition a little bit. Where did all this start from?
Well, I started my little artist career, I'd say about maybe 5 years ago when I, you know, got a website, moldover.com, and I started off. Most people who know me from back then know that I do this kind of live mashup thing. I was working with new software and using controllers to manipulate sounds and software, and I found it was a lot easier to help people understand what I was doing if I manipulated like recognizable sounds. So for a long time, I was only manipulating other people's sounds, like pop songs and voice samples from movies and stuff like that. My true aspiration is to be more like a composer, you know, doing original music. So I started this album about 3 years and 3 years ago, and just finished it.
And that's all songs that you create, or rather samples that you made yourself.
Yeah. So it's all samples created by me on computers. And I also play guitar and acoustic drums and a little bit of keyboards and vocals. So it's all me.
And you are Moldover, and where can folks find your stuff at?
All my stuff is at moldover.com, and you'll find links there to, you know, myspace.com/moldover or facebook.com/moldover or youtube.com/moldover.
That's pretty good. So many more questions to come, but let's give folks a sense of exactly what you're talking about. You want to introduce this song?
Yeah, it's track 3. Yeah, this is called Twinkie. This is the third song on my debut album. And it's got a really fun sample at the beginning of it from an answering machine. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, Moldover, what's up? I'm in my car, and I just was listening to my, like, demo.
Do you have a title for that song?
I call it Twinkie. It sounds like a Sonic Twinkie.
Sonic
to me.
Twinkie. So how are you building that? I think one of the most intriguing elements of Moldover is the construction of all of your things, and people can't really get a sense of that just by hearing it. So try to verbalize it if you're able.
Sure. Well, yeah. A long time ago, I realized, you know, trying to play and perform music with software is that the kind of the missing link is a good piece of hardware, because, you know, software is certainly like leapfrogged what's possible in the physical world in all these art forms. You know, you can do crazy photo manipulations with your Adobe stuff, you can do crazy video stuff, and, you know, whatever you want. It's all really, really accessible to everyone now, but there are not really good ways to control these things. And so if you're trying to play a live show, your options for instruments are really limited if all your sounds are coming out of a computer. So that started me on this journey of like first like hacking and modifying existing controllers, and now I'm like kind of building my own, trying to create new human interfaces for controlling music.
Have you ever, and this is happening a lot with digital equipment at this point, and a question that I want to ask you is, who are your musical influences, and who have you been listening to that's kind of helped you along this process? I know that culturally we're kind of coming to a point where there are a number of projects, albeit all different with their own backgrounds and reasons, that are doing similar things. Are you familiar with the band Demons?
I don't think so.
They're like a noise band pretty much, and they've been on this kick for a while of doing analog sound manipulation using old analog synths and creating these weird video real-time video experiences by actually recording something and feeding it through multi-feed channels and just in a very analog sense. And it's kind of where again, as you're saying, that physicalness alters the digital nature of everything that's happening right now. So who projects, other things that you like that?
Well, I kind of like look to artists who were innovators, and many of them are, I guess, like older artists. I'm a guitar player myself, so some of the early influences would be like, you know, guys like Jimi Hendrix, and, you know, he's known more for the songs that we all know and love, but he was kind of a pioneer with just tube distortion, you know, and kind of like overdriving amps in a way that they hadn't been used before, and like, you know, developing this whole style of playing through them. And he's a good example. Or like a guy like, you know, Eddie Van Halen, who just developed alternative techniques for playing the guitar, and, you know, he hacked his own guitar and modified it, and he's kind of famous for that too in the like inner guitar circles. So, you know, these kind of people who just like took the instrument that was in front of them, saw its limitations, and were like, we could do so much cooler stuff if we just messed around with it. And I think the guitar is pretty awesome at this point and doesn't need much work. There's people doing great stuff with guitars, but as far as like computer controllers, the it's just like wide open, you know, as far as like improvement.
So what are some of the physical structures that you're building, what are the participatory elements that you've built?
Well, I'm kind of drawing on different existing things. The next step for me is going to be to actually like devise new physical things, like things that are like a fader, but it moves up and down as well as forward and backwards. And then, you know, like a knob that's like on top of a fader. So it's a knob you twist, but it moves around, all these like combination, physical interfaces. But right now I'm taking like things like the buttons out of arcade machines, 'cause they're just made to be pounded on like, you know, good musical instruments, and they're super accurate too. There's a lot of cool video game controllers and old analog things like drum machines and analog synthesizers. Like a lot of those are amazing controllers in their own right. So it's like looking at like, you know, knobs and faders from those things, and, you know, what's great about a Moog synthesizer? It's not just the sound, it's like that panel in front of you and big chunky knobs that you can grab and wank on. So it's kind of like the video game stuff, the analog synthesis instrument stuff, and then also kind of like DJ stuff, like DJ mixers, I think, are the most recent example of, like, you know, nobody intended the mixer as an instrument, but, you know, turntablists pushed it into becoming an instrument.
The Shimomitsu arcade buttons, there's something very intriguing. They use Tupperware boxes, microchips, and arcade buttons to create four stream information feeds. That's very, it makes the physicalization of a performance really, really enjoyable. So where are you playing? What's in store? Where do you do these?
Well, locally, I'm doing an event called Love Tech. We started it back in January, and it's dedicated to all live electronic music. So it's people that are performing live with technology, you know, trying to do something new. And every month we have four performers and one workshop at the beginning to like help people learn about what's going on and get involved in the community. And we also have like the Digital Jam Lounge, which is like you can bring your own instruments and improvise and play with other people and learn. And we have multimedia artists, video and installation people bringing stuff too. And we're currently doing it at Il Parada on Saturdays. So next one, I think, is going to be October 10th.
Il Parada?
Yeah, Il Parada. It's at 16th in Utah.
Okay. October 10th?
Yeah. And lovetechsf.com is the website to check that out.
And how will that go down? You sit up on a stage with your pieces and make them do things?
Yeah, well, my thing is mostly like this one crazy complex controller that I've built, and a guitar and a microphone, and most of the craziness is like inside the computer. But I try to do a really like engaging, you know, visually engaging as well as sonically engaging performance, and you know, get audiences involved, get them moving or or interacting with them or something. And all of our artists do that. They're all, you know, we're trying to fight the aesthetic of like checking email, you know, guy on stage with a laptop where you don't have any idea what he's doing, and trying to like flip that. And like, you know, there is no stage at Operata actually. So you're like directly in front of the artists and you can see and engage in what they're doing. And it's really, it's a good party.
Right on. We're going to play another song. I guess this will be your exodus. Thanks for coming by. Throw it out there again where we can find your information, where people can listen to your music.
Yeah, just check out moldover.com and LoveTechSF if you want to see some good local San Francisco music. And thanks so much for having me on the show. It's been a great experience.
Absolutely. What song is this, track 5?
Oh, this is called Toast.
Toast. All right. Enjoy, folks. You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio 87.9 FM. Thanks, Moldover.
Thank you.